It's Cole and Company, the Cedar Valley's maximum sports talk show.
If you don't love it, leave it.
Afternoons from 5 to 6 on 1650 The Fan.
A little bouncer slowly toward Bryant. He will glove it, throw to Rizzo. It's in time. And the Chicago Cubs win the World Series.
At 102.3 FM.
Cyclones want foul. Cousins just dribbles out the clock. And Iowa State has knocked off the number one team in the country, Oklahoma.
On the 1650 The Fan app.
Farouk Benesh, a three.
Good! You can't be serious with that shot.
And streaming online at 1650thefan.com.
This is what's great about sports. This is what the greatest thing about sports is. You play to win the game. Hello? You play to win the game.
And now, here's your host.
I know I'm smarter than that some
Colbert.
Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome in. A Thursday edition of the show underway. I am your host, Cole Bear. Inside the Shirley Street studio, it is September 14th of 2024, and as you might imagine, a lot to get to on the program today. An ambitious agenda, to say the least. Details forthcoming in just a bit. Hope your day has been treating you well. Hope your week has been outstanding. We are on the precipice of yet another outstanding weekend of high school, college, and NFL football, and that is what is going to highlight what we're going to be doing today on the show. So very much so look forward to that. First things first, however you are tuned in, whether it's on 1650 AM, 102.3 FM on our mobile app on your smart speaker or streaming online at 1650thefan.com. I appreciate your attendance very, very much. And make sure you're following us on social media. We are on Facebook. Type in 1650thefan. You'll find us. Hammer the like button. You'll get more local statewide sports in your Facebook feed. Follow us on X, the artist formerly known as Twitter, at 1650KCNZ. I am on Twitter at RealColeBear. And make sure you bookmark the website, 1650thefan.com. That's where all sorts of local and statewide sports content finds itself. You'll want to visit it on a regular basis. You won't regret it. I wouldn't tell you to bookmark it if I didn't mean it. And also, you can get the podcast of this show, all sorts of other audio on demand there as well. So check it out. And if you ever want to contribute to the program, add some questions or comments to what we're talking about, 319-277-1918. Save it in your phone, 319-277-1918. Or you can dial 800-913-9479. Or you can email the show. Email address is cole at 1650thefan.com. Of course, questions and comments. Or maybe perhaps there's someone or something you'd like to hear from or about on a future show, by all means, open to suggestions. If you do email the show, just know I may read it on the air. Try hard to keep your profanities to a minimum. All right, on the docket today, we'll get to area sports news and scores here in just a few short moments. After we're done there, we will take timeout number one, get you a national sports update, a VSiN action update from Brent Musburger and the guys in Vegas as no Cubs baseball tonight. The Cubs in needing a day off for sure, especially after dropping their previous two series at home to the Arizona Diamondbacks this past weekend, and then earlier this week now to the Colorado Rockies. And, you know, there's really something to it. Like, playing at Coors Field against the Rockies, and the Rockies, like, whoa. When was the last time the Rockies were good? What was that, like 2007 or 8 that the Rockies, you remember that at the end of the year they ripped off, like, gosh, what was it, almost like 17 in a row or something like that? And ever since then, I don't really think they've hardly competed at all. But when you go play in altitude at Coors Field, anything can happen. It really can. And next thing you know, the Cubs dropped 2-3 in Colorado against a Rockies team that, of course, is way out of the playoff picture. But nonetheless, I mean, here we are in the thick of a playoff race. I mean, who wouldn't want to be here if you're a Cubs fan? The trouble is that by nature of being here this week and last weekend have definitely only accelerated the grain of the hairs on top of my head. So hopefully the Cubs, when they begin a three-game series tomorrow night in Arizona, quickly turning around and playing the Diamondbacks once again, hopefully that result can be a little bit better for them, as I think it's a game and a half lead now is what it is for the Cubs for that second wild card spot. So as far as tonight is concerned here on The Fan, Thursday Night Football, the Minnesota Vikings on the road against the Philadelphia Eagles. I know Mark Simpson of Maximum Mornings fame, and talking to him today, not too optimistic about his Vikings chances, but I told him, man, I think it's going to be a close game. I do. But then again, Dan Patrick this morning, you hear the Dan Patrick Show between 8 and 11 weekday mornings here on The Fan, pointed out very clearly that Kirk Cousins, Vikings quarterback, 4-10 all-time in primetime games. So if I had to wager my hard-earned dollars, I would be on the Eagles tonight. I think they're -3, somewhere in that neighborhood. But the hell of it is, I don't bet the NFL. The NFL is so hard to bet. I think it's way more difficult to bet than college football. Not that college football is easy by any stretch of the imagination. So best of luck if you're going to wager a shekel or two. But, of course, we'll get you that VSiN action update with Brent Musburger and the guys during the first time out. We'll also, of course, get you a forecast from Megan Mulford for the rest of this Thursday, looking into tomorrow and Saturday. Then we'll come back on the other side in the second segment and be joined by our friend Sean Keeler of the Denver Post, excellent sports columnist and reporter, former longtime Des Moines Register sports columnist. As Sean puts it, they are drowning in Coach Prime news and Coach Prime headlines and Coach Prime drama. The Colorado Buffaloes all the way up to number 18 already with their 2-0 start. They are taking on in-state rival Colorado State on Saturday night. 9 o'clock kick. That game I'm pretty sure going to be on ESPN. And Sean wrote an outstanding column today, as it was like this morning, like mid-morning. And I suppose this was live. I don't know. I'm guessing it was, just by nature of how Twitter immediately blew up with it. And it was Colorado State coach Jay Norvell. Obviously, if you know anything about college football, Jay Norvell used to be at Iowa and Iowa State, liked by many, many people in the state. A little before my time, so I don't know the guy personally or anything. But he is, I think he's 3-10 or 3-13 so far in his tenure at Colorado State. Not an easy place to win in Fort Collins. But we've seen now in Colorado being 2-0 that in both games they've been able to have bulletin board material. Deion had a lot of it going to Texas, where that's where he resides, that's where his home is, and taking on TCU. And then Matt Rhule, the Nebraska coach, ahead of last Saturday's game where they ended up beating the brakes off the Cornhuskers, had said some things as well to put on the proverbial bulletin board. And then Jay Norvell, not being able to stay out of his own way, says this earlier today on his coach's show.
Sat down with ESPN today, and I don't care if they hear it in Boulder. I told them, I took my hat off and I took my glasses off, and I said, when I talk to grown-ups, I take my hat and my glasses off. That's what my mother taught me. So,
okay. And you can agree with him. That's fine. You know, he says he takes his hat off and his glasses off when he sits down and talks to grown-ups. And that's obviously a shot at Coach Prime Deion Sanders, who more times than not is wearing his hat and wearing his shades when he speaks with media. And there you go. Colorado's bulletin board has all that it needs. Not that it needed anything, but a game that Colorado State was more than a 3-touchdown underdog, as Sean Keeler so eloquently wrote in a column based off of what Coach Norvell said there. Coach Prime and the Buffs may have been content with hanging about 45 on you in a 2 or 3 touchdown win, Coach Norvell. Now you might be in store for 60 or more points because you poked the bear, and that's to say the least. So go check out Sean's column at denverpost.com. So I wanted to bring you that before we dug in today on the show, and we'll talk more about it when Sean joins us in the next segment of today's show. After we're done with Sean, and we'll talk a little NFL with Sean as well, but we'll take the time out after we're done with Sean near the bottom of the hour, get your Radio Iowa Sports, come back on the other side of that break, and a Cole & Company exclusive caught up with UNI football offensive coordinator Bodie Reeder earlier today and was able to talk to him about the shortcomings of the first two games of this season for the 0-2 Panthers. Coach Reeder was great as always. I don't think they should be hitting the panic button. I don't think Panther fans should be hitting the panic button. They've played two outstanding teams. They played at Iowa State, a team with an outstanding defense, arguably the best defense in the Big 12, and then Weber State is a top 15, if not a top 10 team in FCS. Should the Panthers have won that game last Saturday? Yeah, they should have. They could have, but they didn't. But that doesn't mean that the panic button should be pressed, but I'll bring you exclusive audio from a conversation with OC Bodie Reeder coming up in the third segment of today's show. After we're done there, we'll take the final timeout, get you an NFL Network update, Dan Patrick's Above the Noise commentary, then come back for a final time and wrap up this Thursday edition of the show. All right, let's dive right in here. Today in Boys and Girls Cross Country, Cedar Falls hosting the annual Rich Engle Classic at Birdsall Park in Cedar Falls. Over 20 schools competing in this prestigious cross-country event. The Cedar Falls boys team entered today top-ranked in Class 4A, while the Tiger girls cross-country team entered today ranked 17th in 4A. Here are the matchups for Week 4 for the Metro High School football teams. Waterloo West has its homecoming game on tomorrow night, of course, at Memorial Stadium against Davenport North. Waterloo East is going to go for its third straight win at Fort Dodge tomorrow night. Waterloo Columbus Catholic plays at unbeaten Hudson. That is going to be the Sailors Class 1A District 4 opener. And then, of course, the Cedar Falls Tigers hosting Iowa City Liberty at the Unidome. It's going to be the first ever meeting between the two schools. Iowa City Liberty, a program on the rise, and the Tigers are hosting Liberty, the Lightning, for their annual homecoming game. And you can listen, of course, over on Cruising KCFI, pregame show with Dave Finnegan around 7, kickoff at 7:30. The UNI volleyball team is at home for the first time tonight, hosting the UNI tournament at McLeod Center. The tournament goes through Saturday. The Panthers open up tonight against North Dakota. First serve is at 7. Pregame coverage begins at 6:45 over on 106.5 Corn Country. After taking on North Dakota tonight, the Panthers will take on 25th-ranked Dayton tomorrow and Northern Illinois on Saturday. UNI enters its own tournament 4-5 this season. Meanwhile, the 23rd-ranked Iowa State volleyball team begins hosting its Cyclone Invitational tonight, the tournament, a 3-day competition. Iowa State opens up by hosting University of California Santa Barbara, Jim Rome's alma mater, tonight at 6:30. The Clones, 7-1 this year, coming off their first loss of the season. 16th-ranked Creighton got past Iowa State in 4 sets this past Sunday in Omaha for its only blemish on the record. The Iowa State women's soccer team opens up Big 12 play this evening, hosting Oklahoma State. Cyclones are 3-4-1 this year. Cowgirls are 6-2. Iowa State has not won a conference opener since 2016. However, that was when it beat Oklahoma State 1-0. This evening's match began at the top of the hour 14 minutes ago, 5 o'clock. All right, let's take this time out. We'll get you a national sports update, a VSiN action update from Brent Musburger and the guys in Vegas, and a forecast. We'll come back on the other side, talk about what's trending in college football and the NFL with Sean Keeler of the Denver Post. That's next, right here on The Fan.
Now, your national sports update on The Fan. Here's Dan Beyer.
Vikings and Eagles kick off week two tonight in the NFL in Philadelphia. It's at 8:15 Eastern time. Looking ahead to Sunday, the Chargers have the Titans, and they may not have running back Austin Eckler, missing his second straight practice today because of an ankle injury. Packers running back Aaron Jones missed his second straight workout. He's dealing with a hamstring issue. A hamstring strain kept Packers wide receiver Christian Watson out of their opener against Chicago, and he missed practice again today. Some good news for the Broncos. Wide receiver Jerry Jeudy was a full participant in practice. Dolphins running back Raheem Mostert back at practice today. And Ravens tight end Mark Andrews logged his second straight day of practice after missing week one with a quad injury. Andrews was limited in practice today, as was Chiefs tight end Travis Kelce. Mets are on top of the Diamondbacks 7-0 in the sixth. Tigers dropped the Reds today 8-2. Brewers over the Marlins 4-2. Red Sox blanked the Yankees 5-0 in game one of a doubleheader. Boston also fired Chief Baseball Officer Chaim Bloom today.
Cyclone, Panther, or Hawkeye? Lock your radio right here on The Fan.
The National Cattle Congress Fair is happening September 20th through the 24th. It's fun for the whole family. There'll be food trucks, carnival rides, livestock exhibits, an expo hall, and more. Ride your motorcycle to the fair Thursday for bike night. And who could forget this year's fair concert series? The fair concert series features Not Quite Brothers on Thursday. Free with gate admission. Country superstars Tracy Lawrence and Chris Cagle perform Friday. Everclear with the Alteras and the Pink Spiders on Saturday. And Christian artist Benjamin William Hastings on Sunday. Brought to you by Waterloo Warehousing, Bill Cowell Ford, and Bush Resource and Recovery. Make sure to purchase your concert tickets now. Buy your Super Pass for $30 and receive admission all 5 days of the fair. Purchase your Super Passes, fair tickets, and concert tickets by visiting NationalCattleCongress.com. Come celebrate 113 years of the National Cattle Congress Fair, September 20th through the 24th. It's everyone's fair.
Hot tubs, saunas, pools, chemicals, parts, grills, pellets, seasonings, all available locally at Tubs R Us. I'm Chris Fink with Tubs R Us. We've been serving the Cedar Valley since 1994 with reputable service and quality products like QCA Spas. Stop into our showroom to explore ways to turn your home into an oasis with a new spa, sauna, pool, or smoker grill. Whether you want quality time with loved ones, to simply relax, or entertain friends, we're here for you. We're Tubs R Us on the corner of Falls and Ainsboro, Waterloo.
This is Brian Musburger's VSiN Action Update on 1650 The Fan.
Unlike other credit cards that decline sports betting transactions, the GBank Visa Signature Card can load directly to your favorite sportsbook apps. G.bank/VSiN.
An off day for the Cubs. They open up a series tomorrow at the Arizona Diamondbacks. Cubs plus 750 to win the National League Central Division. The Brewers are the favorite, minus 1,100. Thursday night football today. The Eagles laying 6 at home with the Minnesota Vikings, a total 49. Kansas City Chiefs open as 2.5-point favorites at Jacksonville Sunday, but they've taken 90% of the money, and that has driven the line to Kansas City laying 3.5 points. Track the betting splits for every game on the board at VSIN.com. Iowa State, a 3-point favorite at Ohio. It's Iowa laying 28.5 at home with Western Michigan. Mike Sennett, 1650 The Fan.
I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford with your weatherology forecast. Lows around 54 tonight under mainly clear skies, southerly winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Overcast tomorrow, chance for scattered storms, highs around 78. Chance for scattered thunderstorms again tomorrow night, lows around 55, overcast skies. Mid-70s Saturday and Sunday with a chance for scattered storms Saturday. With your weatherology Cedar Valley forecast, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford. Right now it's 80.
Cole and Company, afternoons 5 to 6 on 1650 The Fan at 102.3 FM and on the 1650 The Fan mobile app.
Welcome back to a Thursday edition of Cole and Company here on The Fan. We welcome in our friend Sean Keeler, former longtime Des Moines Register sports columnist, current Denver Post sports columnist, and reporter. Make sure you're following him on Twitter, or I guess I should say on X, at Sean Keeler, S-E-A-N-K-E-E-L-E-R. And Sean, want to talk a little bit about college football, talk a little bit about the NFL, But the fact that you're stationed in Denver, and frankly, I mean, I think especially after Texas went and beat Alabama, it's not unfair to suggest that Colorado is definitely the biggest story right now, right, wrong, or indifferent in college football. And they go and beat the brakes off Nebraska 36-14 last Saturday. I watched that game before heading to the Unidome to cover UNI Weber State. It's another game where Coach Prime was able to find some bulletin board material from Nebraska coach Matt Rhule, which
he had to really dig.
He did, and that's going to be a little bit of a theme here at the start of the segment. But I mean, just your takeaways from the Buffs, game two of the Coach Prime era, and they covered the spread and then some, to say the least.
Let me get this out of the way, since you're in Big Ten country. Nebraska's not good, so that will make your that's no shock to anyone in your area, Coach. But I was surprised as to how not good they are throwing the ball.
Yeah,
our guy Jeff, that was that's a problem. So wherever they're going, if they can take, like, they're kind of Bronco-esque, not to jump a segment on that, but they're going to struggle to score. They're not going to score a lot of points.
Nope.
So if you're at, what was the line Scott Dockerman had? It'd be predicted Iowa 23, somebody negative 5. if that game, when it comes around, if it's possible, unless they found somebody you could throw, they do have the best names for backup quarterbacks I've ever seen, if you get a chance, at the Nebraska depth chart. So I just want to see those guys play, just because it'll drive your spell checker nuts. So the Huskers looked 4-8, 5-7-ish, about what a normal first year kind of change of program, change of style looks like.
Yeah.
And the Buffs are some crazy mutant Nicole Jokic thing. I mean, they don't make any sense. They are really fast.
Yeah.
And not great on the offensive line, but it doesn't matter because they're really fast. And they run the Kent State offense. And they've got enough speed on defense where if they do punt, which they haven't as much as I thought they would, they don't care because they'll probably just go for a fourth down anyway. And it kind of defies watch. Your standards is way better than I thought. And we talked about they were going to be as good as he was.
Yeah,
he's pretty good, Cole. He really is. And that stunned me a little of, like, things that surprised you 2 weeks in. I think Nebraska's defense is okay. So against a Big 12 defense, air quotes, sorry, it's a Texas passing league, but a good one. And then against an okay Big 10 defense, it doesn't matter. He's going to get 400 yards. And that's crazy to me. Dude, he was sacked 7 times. They gave up 8 sacks as a team. And they won by 22, and they should have won by 30.
Yeah.
What does that tell you?
Yeah, I watched the game, and I think it's important to say this, that you know me, I cover UNI, I watch a lot of FCS football, more than the average person, to say the least, and I remember watching a handful of Jackson State games and thinking, Shedeur Sanders is a good quarterback, but I wondered genuinely about him playing FBS football, and in the words of Coach Prime, do you believe? I believe, like, Shedeur has been everything and then some, and not even and then some, and then a lot in terms of what he's put on tape in these first two games. And if you have a better than good, maybe great quarterback, I mean, what else matters in the game of football these days?
Well, Wisconsin's lived long enough without that. In college football, you can maybe get away with that. Without one to some degree, if everything else is good. But they're kind of anti-Colorado. Like, I think their offensive line, their defensive line is still their weakness. If you're going to – they're going to get beat. I don't think this is a 13-0 football team.
No,
I mean,
no.
It's not perfect. You know, you could argue they got some breaks at TCU, but they just have so much speed. I mean, it really is what it's supposed to look like on the box. It's that way immediately. Like, this isn't like Nebraska's taking some time to figure this out. They need to get their players and integrate into the system. Dude, I mean, the Buffs scored on their first drive in Fort Worth, and it's like, they took Nebraska's best shot and just waited, and just waited for that other QB to screw up, and he did. I'm not going to pick him to lose. I'm certainly not going to pick him to lose this week. I'm not going to pick him to lose until they gave me cause, which would probably be at Oregon next week. But still, that's no shame.
This week, it's Colorado State. It's an in-state rivalry game. Sometimes those can get weird. You never know. However, Vegas has the Buffs as more than a 3-touchdown favorite. Understandably so. I mean, the Rams... program.
This is already weird, as you know. This has already gotten weird. This has turned weird.
Yeah. Jay Norvell, Colorado State's coach.
Former Hawkeye. Yeah. Former Cyclone assistant.
Yeah, exactly. I'm glad you point that out.
Iowa Tie. Iowa Ties, we used to call them.
You
Major Iowa Tie.
You had an outstanding column today at the Denver Post, denverpost.com. Check it out, folks. And Jay Norvell just couldn't help but be the next victim of Coach Prime's bulletin board, and here's the audio.
And I sat down with ESPN today, and I don't care if they hear it in Boulder. I told them I took my hat off, and I took my glasses off, and I said, when I talk to grown-ups, I take my hat and my glasses off. That's what my mother taught me. So
here's the thing, Sean, with Coach Norvell. He's smart enough to know who Coach Prime is, what Prime was before he was a coach. And to me, I just get the intention from Coach Norvell that he's trying to siphon off some of the massive attention that comes from playing Colorado right now, because his program is irrelevant and he is an embattled coach. Whether or not people in Fort Collins are ready to admit it, he is the next embattled head coach there. Steve Adazio, we talked about him. What do you make of this? I mean, this just seems so... I mean, pick your adjective about how reckless this is.
And I said he's kind of dumb, and about 15 layers of dumb. But let me backpedal and disagree with you on one point. We'll leave it to that. He's not embattled yet.
Okay.
Year two. Now, 3-10, whatever. Am I doing the math right? Yeah. 3-10 is first 13 games. He's limping out of the gate. And he's not Steve Adazio, but they need to turn this engine over, and I don't think this is the week that engine turns. And if it's me, and I imagine if it's 90% of neutrals, given that, and certainly what we know about Deion Sanders, throwing them fuel of disrespect is about the worst thing you can do unless you absolutely are positive. You're right. I mean, it's a bold, what's the meme? It's a bold strategy, Cotton. I'm not sure it's going to work, which, to be fair, nothing was going to work. You're too young for the Iowa State game of the 80s when Jay played in those games. Well, he's not in Iowa anymore. He's at Jim Walden, Iowa State. And he's got to get this thing figured out. And like Jim Walden, I like Jay, but he has about a tenth of the talent going into this and trying to fire up his guys this way and fire up his fan base when, what you saw was what he kind of really thinks about this, because he privately is frustrated. Wouldn't you? I mean,
of course.
It's you know, there's a no one can name a movie that opened the same day as Star Wars in 1977. I can, because you know me, I've been doing a deep dive on this guy. But it's a little like opening with like a concert next to Taylor Swift or a movie opening next to a Star Wars. You're just stuck. There's nothing you can say or do except win, except beat them. And because he did this, you know what this tells me? There's a couple of things. I thought this Monday when he announced they were going to start a freshman at quarterback. I'm like,
oof.
I don't think they think they're going to win. I don't think they care. I think it's just like, let's try some stuff out and try to win another rivalry game once we get to league play. This is just throwing for broke. This is just, you know what?
Yep.
I'm just, he snapped. He just went, I'm so sick, because he probably just got done, because all the ESPN guys flew in today here. They're all here. Both studio shows are here. I've never seen that. Have you seen that?
No.
It's happened.
No.
Because Fox is new to the studio show thing, because I think if there's only been like 5 or 6, 7 times they've overlapped. It's never happened here, obviously. So we're all confused on several levels, but I think he went on ESPN, and having dealt with this with the Nuggets, he just did a Michael Malone. He just snapped. They just went, Well, Michael Malone, I need to go back and update the column with this, frankly.
Yeah.
Michael Malone went on ESPN and got enraged because all he hears is LeBron. Jane Orbell, just Michael Malone. He just went, okay, the idiots in Bristol have just shot me their narrative. I don't care. I'm tired of it. And I'll bet he had to bite his lip. And I know Jay, and I like Jay. Full disclosure, I'll say that on air, and everyone knows that. But I think he snapped. I think he just went like, I can't deal with this expletive anymore. I'm just going to say it and whatever. Unfortunately, I think CU, and that was the point of the piece on the first draft, was I don't think they cared about this game, and that was going to be the best thing going for the Rammies. I said, Jay, you had a bear trap all set up, and you just stepped in it.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think it's tough that way. But, yeah, I think literally that's what happened because the national media are here, and he's just like, help me. He's drowning in this. We're all drowning in prime mania, as you can imagine.
Yeah.
Sean Payton's drowning in it. He just doesn't care because he's got $20 million for the next 10 years. Jay cares. It's a tough – he is Day of the Animals.
Yeah.
Oh, that is the trivia question. Opening against Star Wars. Day of the Animals is not a good movie. I like William Girdler's stuff. It's weird. It's not a good movie. But that's what he is. And he's just like, dang it, I made this great movie with killer grizzlies and killer cougars, and nobody is coming. This is bad.
Oh, man.
And he's up against Star Wars right now. And I'm not sure he can beat the Death Star with a bunch of owls and cougars. I don't think that's going to happen.
Understandable. Couple minutes left here with Sean Keeler of the Denver Post, sports columnist and reporter. Follow him on Twitter, on X. There I go again, at Sean Keeler.
That's right.
Yeah, okay, just some quick hitters here before I got to let you go, Sean. I wanted to ask you about number 11 Texas winning 34-24 at number 3 Alabama, and more so that this week there's been a lot of reports. There's been reports, and there's been a lot of speculation that this is going to be Nick Saban's swan song. And I get it because of the way he spoke at that post-game press conference. Didn't seem like the Nick Saban that we're used to with the gusto after a loss like that. What was your I would imagine you saw that. What's your interpretation?
I saw it very briefly. Again, we're drowning in prime mania too, as you well know.
Yeah.
And I have also, full disclosure, I don't have a lot of sympathy, maybe even as a human being, for Nick Saban.
Me either.
It's kind of like Belichick, where I'm like, you know, at some point,
same.
Somebody's going to collect on you, my friend. It won't be me, but somebody's soul is going to come through. I mean, unless you're Kirk Ferentz or Bill Snyder, there's an expiration date on these things. And in his defense, and I almost can't believe I'm saying that, they built that thing where you've got to be able to maintain it. Not having watched all of the Texas.
Well, how about this, Sean? How about this? Do you get the Coach Krzyzewski vibe where it's like maybe 2 years later than Coach K? It's like, you know what? I don't know if I can run on all 8 cylinders in this new era with NIL and everything else that's going on. And I just bought a $15 million home in Florida.
Yeah. That's a good point. Although, you know, literally, physically, Deion Sanders is running on 1 foot. But
fair.
We joke about that. That's said in humor, bad taste. But he's also changing that game. And I've had many coaches, and I'm sure some have said to you that if you make it local to us here, if Deion Sanders is how this is going to be, if this is what people are going to look for now, I want no part of this. I've had several coaches say that to me. And one who is not in colleges anymore for that reason. So, I think your second point there has some validity on a couple levels. And I wouldn't be shocked if that's one of those look-in-the-mirror moments where you have to say, I helped build this thing, but I don't get to set the rules for what this is now. Now, what those rules will look like in a couple years, I don't know. I think there's going to be a counter to whatever. If Prime is 12-0, I guarantee you some of the ASCA is going to be like, this cannot stand. It's kind of like Leicester City in the Premier League when they won that, 8 years ago.
Now, yeah, right.
Immediately they changed the rules. That's what teams in power that want to keep power do is they change the rules when they can. So, you know, prime is perfect for this date and time, and is it going to look like this date and time forever? I don't know. I kind of doubt it.
All right, Sean, before I let you go, I'd love to get into the drama with the natives on the Broncos losing at home, and you touched on it, the 17-16 loss to the Raiders. We'll save that for another time. I want to make
if
sure...
If they're 0-2, there's going to be plenty of drama, believe me, especially at CU 3-0.
It's probably better to wait. I mean, that's probably going to be more dramatic the next time we connect, but... Before I let you go, and I guess I apologize in advance, but I can't help myself here. Are my Chicago Bears a better organization than your Chicago White Sox? Like, I think so.
Oh.
I hope so, but I don't know if I can be sure, my guy.
No. Yes. You think I'm going to hesitate and let you think I'm – yes.
Even if you could separate yourself – from the personal feelings?
No. The answer is 101 times out of 100.
Okay.
Yes, as bad as the Bears and as screwed up and dysfunctional and dumb as the Bears are, they are so much less dumb, less dysfunctional than the White Sox. There are third world countries, pick your continent, not a racist statement, that are worse run than the Chicago White Sox. There have been fires that have been less damaging than what the White Sox do to themselves.
So no, you're not.
I get your pain. Not a comparison.
So you're not fired up about hiring Chris Getz, is what you're telling me.
I am not. I'm not. I think whatever the opposite of fired up is, I would say it's a bunch of toadies and yes men.
I'm sorry.
Getting to an old person who should not be running a baseball team, and I'll leave it at that.
I'm sorry. It was low hanging fruit. I couldn't help, but. You know, take your shots when you can, because Lord knows there's plenty with my teams to be taken. So,
thanks.
Thank you. I appreciate your time, my guy.
Bye, guys.
All right, see ya. Sean Keeler, Denver Post sports columnist and reporter, kind enough to join us on this Thursday edition of Cole & Company. It's always great to connect with Sean. Busy, busy guy, especially now with everything that's going on as he talks about drowning in the unending drama that is Coach Prime and the Colorado Buffaloes, the 18th ranked Colorado Buffaloes, as they will take on in-state rival Colorado State on Saturday. That's a 9:00 kickoff. I think that game's going to be on ESPN. So I've actually watched both Colorado games so far this season. That is two more Colorado games than I've watched in I don't know how long. It probably took the last 7 to 10 years for me to have watched a Colorado game, and it had less to do with the Buffs and more to do with whomever they're playing. However, let's take this next timeout. We'll get you Radio Iowa Sports with Todd Kim. We'll come back on the other side of the timeout. I've got exclusive audio, an interview earlier today with UNI offensive coordinator Bodie Reeder. Coach Reeder, kind enough to join me. You know what? I got big praise for him. It's not easy to say yes and pick up the phone when your unit is struggling, the UNI offense is struggling, and he picked up the phone today, answered my questions, and I think you're really going to enjoy what he had to say. So I'll bring that to you next right here on a Thursday edition of Cole & Company on The Fan.
This Radio Iowa Sports Report is brought to you by Your Life Iowa. Free support 24/7 at yourlifeiowa.org.
Good afternoon. I'm Todd Kim. Iowa guard Nick DeYoung is confident the offensive line will continue to make strides as the Hawkeyes get ready to host Western Michigan. Through two games, the Iowa offense has scored 37 points. A year ago, through two games, that number was 10.
Any good Iowa team in the past has improved over time. You know, they're never, as good as in September as they are in, you know, November, October. And so, we kind of have that mentality every day we come into practice. Just willing and able to improve and push that forward.
The 25th ranked Hawkeyes are 2-0. Week 4 of the high school season gets an early start tonight with a couple of rated teams in action. 3A 7th ranked Sioux City Helan takes on Sioux City West. Class A 10th ranked East Buchanan is at Starmont. This is Radio Iowa.
When you think of a healthy relationship, what comes to mind? Is it arguments, secrets, neglecting responsibilities, violence, or stress? These aren't healthy, but can happen with family, friends, and loved ones if alcohol or drug use has taken over their life. If you are experiencing problems in your relationships, take the first step to talk to someone about finding resources or even treatment options. We walk beside you so you're never alone. Call, text, or chat online 24/7 for free at yourlifeiowa.org. A message from Iowa HHS.
What I remember most is the loneliness I felt, the separation from other people. At the end, drinking was no fun for me. Since I've started to attend AA meetings, the greatest gift is that I've become reconnected. I'm part of life again. I really like myself, and that's wonderful. AA is a miracle in my life.
Visit AA.org for more information and download the Meeting Guide app to find a meeting near you.
Scott Graham here from Westwood One. Thursday night football gets NFL Week 2 started with the Eagles hosting the Vikings. Jalen Hurts in Philadelphia got the season started with a win over the Pats last week, while Minnesota dropped their opener to the Bucks. Join Ian Eagle along with Jason and Devin McCourty for the call, on air and on the free live stream sponsored by AutoZone on Thursday night football.
Right here on 1650 and 102.3 The Fan.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Thursday night football is on, and it's only on Prime. Tonight, two of the most exciting offenses in the NFL match up when the Minnesota Vikings take on the NFC champion Philadelphia Eagles. Not a Prime member? Sign up for a 30-day free trial to stream the game. Coverage begins at 7 p.m. Eastern with TNF Tonight, presented by Verizon. It's the Vikings and the Eagles tonight on Thursday Night Football, and it's on Prime. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
As school begins, the Cedar Falls School District would like to thank grandparents, friends, and extended families for all you do to support their mission. Your sons, daughters, nieces, nephews, and grandchildren continue to inspire the community by their upbeat, resilient responses to the changes that have come their way. The Cedar Falls School's mission of excellence is embodied in their desire for continuous improvement and their goals to maximize the abilities of all students in a supportive, collaborative environment. Educating your youth is an honor and a task they take very seriously. In a time wrought with change and uncertainty, what will remain constant is the Cedar Falls School's dedication to our youth. Our future is in their hands. Always remember, their first priority is the safety of students, staff, teachers, administrators, and the community at large. Cedar Falls students, have a great year. Go Tigers!
Cedar Falls Schools, every student, every day.
Cole & Company with Colbert on 1650, The Fan.
Yeah, welcome back. Thursday edition of the show continues. Had an exclusive conversation with UNI football offensive coordinator Bodie Reeder earlier today, and that UNI football team looking for a lot of improvement after an 0-2 start to its season. It included a loss week one at Iowa State, and then last week in the home opener against now number 7 Weber State. And the OC, Bodie Reeder, telling me today that the message this week at practice hasn't really deviated from what it's been all along so far this season.
The message for our guys is get better every single day. You know, you're only going to be as good as your next rep and your next game and your next any type of competition. So it's just trying to get better incrementally with each rep and take that in team periods and take those team periods into a whole practice. And I know it's a cliche or cop-out answer, but you can't worry about anything but, you know, ourselves and getting better and going and trying to get ourselves to where we think, you know, we need to be.
I next asked Coach Reeder, okay, you faced two really good defenses, so how much of it is it in terms of the offensive shortcomings where you go, man, we just got to tip our cap. We've played really good defenses versus, okay, this has happened and it simply cannot continue to happen.
Yeah, I think it's a mixture of both things. I mean, when you turn on the two tapes, you know, combined, obviously you want to give respect and all, you know, those are two well-coached football teams and they do a really good job. But our biggest enemy right now is just ourselves and just making some, you know, what we say is unforced errors. And I think it's a combination of a couple things. You know, life, like football, sometimes you got to get if you get one lucky, you know, one bounce of the ball to go your way, then momentum starts, and then you're, you know, you're rocking and rolling down the field. We just, you know, kind of been on the short end of the stick of that, you know, a couple times. And I think that our guys are expecting success, and they're expecting big things this year out of the offense. And there's been flashes of it. It just hasn't been consistent enough.
In the Panthers' two losses to Iowa State and Weber State, it's come with varying degrees of struggles with the run game, something that Coach Reeder acknowledged today would make life easier on everyone on the offense if they can find a higher level of production on the ground.
I think that I have to take responsibility for what's gone out there. I have to get our guys into a better situation to be successful. I have to make sure that the numbers are in our favor in the run game. Our guys are just busting their butts, and they're willing and able to do just about anything you ask them to do. It is just making sure that, you know, we're not running the ball into unblocked people or running the ball with bad angles, and that's on me. I think that the run game is, in my history, right, being a quarterback and being in kind of the spread offenses that I've done, I have to be more patient with the run game, because it's easy to just go back to the pass, because you're always just, you know, one throw and catch away from an explosive or a touchdown, right? Mm-hmm. Like, you can throw four incompletions in a row, but your fifth one maybe for a touchdown because of just the nature of the passing game. But when you look at the running game, it's kind of like that, you know, the guy that's, you know, trying to break the rock. You just tap it and tap it and tap it and tap it and tap it, and then you're not sure which one of those taps is going to, you know, eventually split the stone. But it's a cumulative effect.
I also asked Coach Reeder, okay, running game improvements will help your senior preseason All-American quarterback Theo Day, but what else can you do, Coach Reeder, to help your QB out as a play caller? He suffered 10 sacks through your first two games.
Probably more quick games. Theo is extremely aggressive, and that's what makes him really good. So you have to be conscious of what's going through his mind, but Theo likes to throw the ball down the field, and that's one of his strong suits. He's a big, strong guy that can fire the ball down the field with accuracy, but at the same time, we have to play team football, and the quick game stuff that can, you know, catch and release and get the ball out helps everybody. It helps the receivers get in rhythm. It helps the protection, because you're just going to wear out the D-line. They're not going to be able to get to the quarterback, and then it's just kind of like an extension of the run game. But I think that what I can do better is call some more things that are going to allow the others to catch it and get it out. And then, you know, as the game wears on, pick and choose your spots, and you're going to decide, hey, man, now let's throw her deep to Sergio or Sam or whoever.
Looking back at the end of last season when you and I's offense was firing on all cylinders, it was plainly obvious that all 11 guys on that offense were operating with a high level of confidence. And I asked Coach Reeder, how quickly can your offensive unit recapture that level of confidence that they obviously finished the 2022 season with?
I think that you saw it at times, right? In the second half of the Iowa State game and then the first half of Weber State, it's there. It's rolling and at times. But what we have got to do is just do it at a consistent basis, just put four quarters together. I mean, in the first half against Weber, I was pleased with how we finished the half. I don't know the total number of yards we had in the first half, but you know, three scoring drives, and you know this thing ain't broken, man. It's just making sure that we're greasing the gears so it can run smoothly.
And finally, Coach Reeder, on Saturday night's matchup at 0-2 Idaho State, a 5 p.m. kickoff at the Dome, Holt Arena.
They run the same defense as Iowa State. Their defense coordinator worked at Iowa State in the past, so it's going to be that same defense that we saw week one. Idaho State's had a very difficult schedule. They played two Mountain West teams. I used to coach in that league, and actually at Utah State, a team they played last week, and those are good football teams they've played. They've had a couple tough ones. I'm sure they're excited to play an FCS team. They're, you know, their home opener. They're going to be excited, and that community rallying around their football team. So, I coached in the Big Sky too, that Idaho State plays in. But you know, crazy enough, coached for 2 years and I didn't play Idaho State because the league is so big. The schedule never crossed over. So this will be my first experience going to Pocatello to play a game. But I do know that league, and obviously we played a tough team out of that league last week, so we're expecting a really, really good football team that's running a scheme that I wouldn't say that we're used to, but I would say that we've seen before.
There you go. An exclusive look at where the UNI offense is after an 0-2 start to its season, despite some really high expectations, but it's not time to press the panic button. If the Panthers go on the road Saturday night and fall to Idaho State, that's a different conversation, but it'll be interesting to see what that unit and just in general, what the entire UNI Panther football team looks like in that road game at Idaho State on Saturday night, a 5 p.m. kickoff. You can stream that on ESPN Plus, or better yet, you can listen on 93.5 The Mix. That's going to be a pregame with J.W. Cox and Scott Peterson at 4 o'clock, and like I mentioned, a 5 o'clock kick. So 93.5 The Mix, if you are listening to the radio at that time for UNI Panther football against the Bengals of Idaho State. All right, let's take this final timeout. We'll get you an NFL Network update. Dan Patrick's Above the Noise commentary. Then come back for a final time and wrap up the show right after this.
I'm Bridget Condon with NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network. This is not the end of Aaron Rodgers, at least according to Robert Saleh. The Jets head coach said Wednesday Rodgers will meet with specialists before having surgery on his torn Achilles. But when asked if the quarterback would return next season, Saleh said, quote, I'd be shocked if this is the way he's going to go out. When the Chiefs go out on the field in Jacksonville Sunday, they could have two big pieces back. Chris Jones practiced for the first time since his contract holdout ended, while Travis Kelce was also back at practice after missing week one with a knee injury. Speaking of Pro Bowl tight ends, Baltimore's Mark Andrews returned to practice Wednesday. He missed Sunday's opener with a quad injury. The news not as good for two former first-round picks. Giants left tackle Andrew Thomas did not practice due to a hamstring injury, while Panthers corner J.C. Horn is out with an injured hamstring as well. This has been NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network.
Your season ticket to every football game is at Dad's Pub. Every game, every time. NFL, Iowa, Iowa State, and UNI. We have them all in a fun environment with great fans. I'm Jordan Headington, owner of Dad's Pub. Cheer on your gridiron favorites and enjoy $18 domestic beer buckets. During UNI, Iowa State, and Iowa games, get $2 fireballs when they score a touchdown. Daily specials Monday through Wednesday, plus 3 to 6 Thursday and Friday, will buy your second drink. The best seats in the house are at Dad's Pub on LaPorte Road, south of Mitchell and Waterloo.
Tommy's Express Car Wash in Waterloo offers you a car washing experience like no other. Download the Tommy Club app today, sign up as a member, and get the first 30 days free. You'll enjoy quick, affordable, and endless washes at any Tommy's location, plus skip the line. Free mat washes and vacuums. Tommy's Express Car Wash, fast, friendly, and convenient. Find Tommy's online, on Facebook, or in person on University Avenue in Waterloo. Tommy's Express Car Wash, it's your time to shine.
I'm Dan Patrick, and this is Above the Noise. The NFL's no stranger to change, but significant changes don't happen as naturally as many think. When it comes to making substantial change, it often takes an injury to a star. Look at how the NFL amended its rules after Tom Brady's season-ending injury back in 2008. The QB dropped back to pass was hit below the knee by the Chiefs' defensive back, Bernard Pollard. The hit tore Brady's ACL. The league responded by outlawing defenders hitting quarterbacks below the knee. A similar situation is now brewing after Aaron Rodgers' season-ending surgery. Rodgers' injury has largely been blamed on the turf at MetLife Stadium. That's caused a widespread call for the elimination of turf fields. Athletes' preference of grass over turf is nothing new. Grass has more natural give and significantly easier on the body. Maybe this is the boost the NFL Players Association finally needed to get changes done. I'm Dan Patrick, and this is Above the Noise. Football is back, and DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL, has you covered. New customers can bet $5 on football and get $200 instantly in bonus bets. Plus, all customers can take advantage of two new offers every game day this September. New customers can download the DraftKings Sportsbook app, use the code Patrick, bet just $5, and take home $200 instantly in bonus bets. That's code Patrick, only on DraftKings Sportsbook.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Gambler or visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. See dkng.co/football for eligibility, terms, and responsible gaming resources. Bonus bets expire 7 days after issuance. Eligibility and deposit restrictions apply.
Bust it.
It's Cole and Company, the Cedar Valley's maximum sports talk show with Cole Bear on 1650 The Fan.
You know, obviously Ohio's defense, they have a lot of guys coming back, pretty much their whole defense is back. So a lot of experience, but I think, you know, going on the road for the first time, us being able to have the physicality in the away is going to be a key point in this game.
That's Iowa State Cyclones senior guard Jared Hufford on the matchup this Saturday at Ohio. The Cyclones' first road game, as he pointed out there, that's going to be a 9 a.m. pregame right here on your official station for Cyclone Nation, 1650 The Fan, on Saturday morning, and therefore an 11 a.m. kick, excuse me, as the Cyclones will take on the Bobcats. As far as tonight is concerned, here on The Fan, Thursday Night Football coming up in a little over a half hour's time. The Minnesota Vikings in Philadelphia to take on the Eagles. 6:30 pregame, 7:15 kickoff. Who you got? Kirk Cousins against Jalen Hurts. I'm going out on a limb here and taking the Eagles. No disrespect, Mark Simpson. He'll have the highlights in the morning. Have a great night, everybody.
You've been listening to Cole and Company, the Cedar Valley's maximum sports talk show. Heard afternoons from 5 to 6 on 1650 The Fan and the all-new 102 at 102.3 FM.